USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump appears to be nowhere close to conceding the presidential election to former Vice President Joe Biden, according to a new interview in the New York Post. In a story published Saturday night, Trump told columnist Michael Goodwin that the election was stolen. It was a rigged election, 100%, and everyone knows it. Trump goes on to say, this is the greatest theft in the history of America. The Democrats and Joe Biden claim it was the fairest election in U.S. history. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. Hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. Saturday to show support for the president, shouting, stop the steal. A federal judge has ruled that acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf has not been serving lawfully in his position, and his suspension of DACA is illegal. Judge Nicholas Garofis, while issuing the ruling, said conferences will be held to work out his ruling, but concluded that when Wolf issued the memorandum to suspend protections under DACA, it is not valid. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump said Friday that a coronavirus vaccine could be widely available in the United States by April and praised the efforts of Operation Warp Speed, the public-private partnership to develop and distribute a vaccine. Pfizer was given nearly $2 billion for the vaccine development. The money came from the Health and Human Services and from the Department of Defense. A South Korean biotechnology company and the Russian government have entered into an agreement to produce more than 150 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine. Russian officials said Friday that it partnered with GL Rafa to produce 150 million doses per year and distribute them globally. Production will begin in December in South Korea, India, Brazil, and China, among other countries, with distribution starting in January. Russia was criticized for its premature announcement in August that it had developed the world's first coronavirus vaccine before the country had completed phase 3 trials of Sputnik V. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
National Football League has 12 games scheduled for Sunday, 5 early games, 6 afternoon games, and 1 late game. With half the season being played, who's starting to emerge in the two conferences? Sports journalist Rich Eisen is loving the AFC's Las Vegas Raiders and their quarterback.
Derek Carr, man, for the Raiders. He is playing his head off. Dude, the Raiders are hosting Denver, who they should beat. I know that's always a dangerous thing to say in the NFL. They could be 6-3. 6-3 going into their Sunday nighter against the Chiefs to try and sweep them. I told you, I love Jacobs. I love Waller. I love Crosby. I love Abram. They've got players, man. And if Carr, didn't I say this like week 3 after they beat the Saints? They could be a problem. If Carr is efficient, doesn't make mistakes, and that is the way he is playing, and the stats prove it.
The Raiders will host the Denver Broncos at 4:05 p.m. Eastern from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Looking at the NFC, Michael Strahan tells Fox Sports who he likes in the mix.
When you look at the NFC, the best team in the NFC right now looks like the Saints, but you cannot discount Green Bay the way that they've been playing. But then again, Tampa Bay dominated Green Bay, and then you have that team in Seattle that's been traveling a lot on the East Coast, giving everybody fit, so, and they're getting healthy at the same time. But I would say NFC number one team right now is the Saints, but as we know, these things change week to week, and I'm still not convinced that the Saints are that team that is that next tier, next level, just yet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.